pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for sticking with us on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. That is the text line. That is what you want to do. You want to hit us up there, respond to anything you're hearing, and I will respond accordingly, sometimes favorably, sometimes not very favorably, but comment, complaint, suggestion, any kind of feedback, compliment, whatever. Or you just want to weigh in on what we are discussing. As I said, 251-343-0106. Still to come on the program, Ben Harrison, running for House District 2 up in North Alabama. Asked to come on, give him a little time here on this program. And from WVNN, Del Jackson will be with us. So please stay tuned for that. But joining us now, running for Senate District 22 in our listening area, running against the incumbent, Greg Allbritton. But Stephen Sexton joins us on the line. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Great. Good to be here.
Thanks for making time for us. We do appreciate it. Let's kick it off here. Talk to us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for Alabama Senate.
I am a Army retired chaplain, Iraq War veteran. And I'm running because I believe that Alabama legislature has failed the citizens of Alabama.
Well, elaborate on that a little bit. Tell us, in what ways have they failed the citizens of Alabama?
For several years, Alabama has received more tax revenue than ever before. That tax revenue is coming in from the Alabama taxpayers' back pocket, and it should not. And the reason why it should not is our food tax, it's 4%. Why not take that revenue that they brought in that's expected more than what they ever thought and give it back to the people? Eliminate state food tax. It used to be that Alabama said, thank God for Mississippi. Now Mississippi says, thanks God for Alabama. We need to reduce the state income tax. Those are the two ways that I think Alabama can give back. And the reason why Alabama has, just this past legislative session, passed two gigantic funding with the general fund and the state education fund. They've got more money than they know what to do with. So what did they do? They passed a $40 million supplemental to hire math teachers to teach math teachers how to teach math. And I thought that's why math teachers went to college. So why not take that money and give it back to the Alabama people?
Well, tell us, do you think that an alternative or another way to produce this revenue or take raise this revenue from the taxpayers, should that be looked at? If we were to repeal the grocery tax, if we were to repeal any other tax, would you be for making up for it in another category?
There are ways of doing that. But right now, with the inflation rate as high as it is, every time you go to the grocery store, every time you fill up at the gas pump, there's more taxes going in. So right now, there's no need to try to get tax money from somewhere else with the high inflation. And, of course, we've got to thank Joe Biden for that. So right now, why try to reduce tax somewhere else when all you got to do is reduce the tax from your fuel tax consumption, from your food tax consumption? If you do just those few things, you wouldn't have to go back and try it somewhere else.
Stephen, one of the things that are very important to Senate District 22, or at least you have a strong presence, the Porch Creek Indians and the gaming facility there, but kind of tell us where you are on gambling, that whole issue. What do you make of it? What's the right path forward? Well, what are some of the things the state legislature needs to be looking at?
I do not believe we need more casinos in Alabama. I have nothing against the Porch Creek Indians. They do things for the local community. They give funds to people who need funds. They're very good at that. I just don't think we need more casinos. What I would like to see is for the legislature to give the Alabama voter the opportunity to vote on a simple lottery. So So if we're losing money every day to the surrounding states on a lottery. Some people have said millions every month. I can believe that. So if we just had a simple lottery, that would be fine. We'll let the people vote on it anyway, but we don't need more casinos.
Well, how do you think you get there? You're obviously going to need a constitutional amendment, which is a three-fifths majority to get just to the ballot for us to vote on as the public. Do you think the math's there to do a lottery without some kind of comprehensive gaming? Because it does seem that has been the struggle in recent years for the legislature.
The people that I have talked to said they don't want casinos, but they do want a lottery. And in order for that to happen, the people have got to call their legislators and tell them we want to vote on a lottery. It takes pressure because in Alabama, we don't have term limits, which we need. And I would support a bill for two-term limits. And so because you don't have term limits, you get power struggle in Montgomery, and they don't want to talk with each other. They don't want to work with each other. But if they had term limits, the people then is in charge and not the legislators.
Yeah, well, it just seems that you have a set amount of Republicans that are against any kind of gambling, and if you can't get the votes on the Republican side, you find leadership looking to the Democrats, and they want everything. So that seems to be the problem. The decades-old problem is getting that right combination to make everybody happy.
And the reason why is because they're stuck in Montgomery and they have forgotten who they represent, the people. And that's the reason why we need term limits.
Joined by Stephen Sexton for Senate District 22. Stephen, gas tax, rebuild Alabama. Obviously, there are road projects needs all over the state. What's your take on, number one, the gas tax, but number two, kind of the way the whole gas tax program as it was passed in 2019 has been instituted?
Every time you pull up to the gas pump, you're paying a tax that is supposed to be going to road construction or reconstruction, going to infrastructure. There needs to be a cap on that tax. It doesn't need to be going up every year or every other 2 years or whatever. There has to be a limit. Now, at this time, because of the inflation rate, someone has said, let's eliminate that gas tax. Well, then somebody said, well, if you do that, then all these road projects that are already in progress, you've got to stop them. I don't think so. There's enough money in Montgomery now that they can continue those infrastructure projects, and they can still stop that progressive gas tax. Can you eliminate it? Some people say yes, some people say no. It's a juggernaut that's going to be hard to stop.
What are some projects road projects you would like to see, or infrastructure improvements, not necessarily to be road projects, I suppose, you would like to see in Senate District 22?
There are some roads, some county roads, there's some state roads that need resurfacing. There's a road in Mobile County that needs to be widened, that has accidents on it. The people are killed on it. There's roads that have potholes in it that causing people to have to get the front end alignment continuously. There are some bridges that need to be reworked on. But every one of them, all the counties in Senate District 22, all four of them will have to have a prioritized list and say, this is the one that we need to work on most. And then those are the ones you got to go by.
Stephen, one of the things, this is probably a product of just being South Alabama. Obviously, your district just kind of the north of Baldwin and Mobile County. Well, you get Baldwin County and Mobile County, too, but that northern half, right? But one of the tough things about Montgomery and being a member of the legislature from this part of the state, it's always been, well, you know, that – it just is out of sight, out of mind. Montgomery sometimes is very, very focused on that Montgomery to Birmingham and now lately to Huntsville corridor. What do you do to make sure that the South Alabama isn't neglected, that we are, you know, we're heard, that our needs are met, that we're not, you know, and we can look back, going back to even the BP oil settlement. But historically, it's been a struggle for South Alabama legislators to really make a mark. It's always been a struggle. What do you do there to make sure that we remain on the radar?
in the military, we have a saying in the Army, at least, lead, follow, or get out the way. And it's time for legislatures in this end of the state to start leading, standing up, and not only asking, but demanding that we received our part of the funding. Mobile Baldwin County sends a whole lot of tax dollars to Montgomery. And it's time those people that are north of us realize what kind of money we're sending to them, and then our legislators demanding our portion of it. And if we can't do that, then they need to get out of the legislature. That's where good leadership comes in and says, I want this to come to South Alabama. And if you can't agree with me, I will filibuster any bill that doesn't allow money to come back to South Alabama.
Let's hit some of the hot buttons real quick. We got you for just a few more minutes here. The 2019 abortion law, do you like the way the legislature, the way that is currently has been implemented? Do you like the language in that law? And obviously, no exceptions for rape or incest, but that it is now, well, it looks like it will be the law of Alabama. Should that Supreme Court decision stand, where are you on that?
Well, having listened to some of your past guests, I don't believe in abortion. But you have to look at those on an individual basis as well. There are times when you have to look at it when it's the health of the mother. And, of course, rape and incest are two other issues as well. So you have to look at them on an individual basis. I don't think you can have a blanket law to cover everything.
And would you say this 2019 law is a blanket law?
Yes.
Fair enough. And what about the so-called constitutional carry, permitless carry law that was passed? Would you have voted for that the way it was written?
Yes. And I didn't agree with the way it was written, but I believe in constitutional carry. The Constitution does not specify concealed or unconcealed, loaded or unloaded, is that we have the right to bear arms. And so I will support a bill that says we have the right to bear arms without stipulations.
And last question, we'll wrap it up on this. One of the biggies here, and this has always eluded Republicans since they took control in 2011, it is just public schools, K-12, really have struggled. You know, everybody wants to say we're 52nd out of 50, and these NAEP scores or these test scores are low. And you mentioned earlier in this conversation the Numeracy Act, we're taking money to spend to teach teachers to teach math, which raises a lot of questions, I think. But what do you think needs to be done there? I mean, is it easy as saying we need school choice, or is it more substantial than that?
I think parents must have a voice in their children's education. Not every county needs to have school choice, but in those counties where schools are failing their students, school choice is a good option.
And is there anything else beyond school choice that you would consider?
Well, that would be something that I'll have to look at as you look at the different school systems. I know in Baldwin County, some of the cities are coming out of the county school system. Same thing in Mobile County. Because every school system, every school, every parent has to have a choice, and whether to take their kids out of that school that's not performing well, homeschool, private school. So that would be something we'd have to look at as the need arises.
Stephen, folks want to find out more about your campaign, your candidacy, get in touch with you, or any of that, is there a place online they could go?
Yep, and on Facebook, Stephen Sexton for Alabama Senate 22.
Stephen, appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.